You're listening to Radio Suzy One and the World Wide Web. We are the evolution and the revolution of the world. We're part of the people that helped the Arab Spring, because you know what all those people really want to do. They pulled the curtains, they saw all these chicks, they said, my God, what's going on here? So they had a revolution. It wasn't all George Bush. And all we dropped was some pocket rockets. So slowly we're changing the world. And if there's any Republicans, you can all leave right now.
It's 47%. You know, they're all on the dole, those Republicans.
No, they're very worried about welfare, but the Republicans are really on welfare. The munitions, the armaments, you know, foreign aid. We send Egypt $1 billion, and then Egypt has to buy all our tanks and stuff and airplanes with that $1 billion. That's called welfare. Massive welfare. Yeah. So then some poor kid has to eat, and the Republicans get all uptight. What's up with the kid's mother? Anyway, it's showtime. Let's go.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, rock stars and porn stars, playboys and playgirls, and playmates and playdates. No one under 18, though. All you children of sex, all you adult children of sex, and we all are children of sex. We may or may not be children of God. We don't know. We may or may not be children of Jesus. We may or may not be children of Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. Allah. Brahma Rama Dama. Buddha. The goddess. We don't know. But until we start cloning ourselves, we are all children of sex, yeah, with a capital X. Can I hear an amen?
Amen. Amen.
Can I hear an A, women?
Amen.
I want to welcome you to the womb room of Dr. Susie's Speakeasy in the soul of downtown L.A. I am the Irreverend Dr. Susan Block, your servant and your mistress of the airwaves, where we are broadcasting live right now on the World Wide Web, Worldwide Revolution, Worldwide Sexual Revelation. And tonight's revelation is sex toys and rock and roll. Mm-hmm. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
And an A women for the groupies. Mm. Oh, they're female rock and rollers. It's a lot of boys playing for girls. Oh, yeah, baby. Mm-hmm. Which is really kind of appropriate this time of year. Rock and roll, appropriate? Mm. Well, it is the autumnal equinox, if you're listening to us live. Or, if you've sprung for membership, you could be watching. Mm. And it is the autumnal equinox, fall equinox, and the moon is falling sooner, and the sun is coming up later. The nights are growing longer. Ooh. And we need to comfort ourselves because it's scary. Mm. And you know, fear is a great aphrodisiac. So we comfort ourselves with sex. And sometimes, if you don't have a partner, with sex toys. Or even if you do have a partner. Sex toys are such a comfort. And rock and roll. Yeah. Very comforting. Mm. Right here. And it's all very ancient, you know. Pre-ancient, prehistoric, pre-human, in fact. Yeah. Pre-human. Well, sex, of course, is pre-human. I mean, sex is pre-animal, pre-vegetable. I mean, it's like cellular, you know. It's that splitting off thing and merging. It's very basic. So sex is like as basic as you can get, maybe right next to eating and breathing. And then toys. Well, we might think we invented toys, we humans. And I must admit, we're pretty clever with the toys. I mean, we've made some pretty amazing toys that our fellow animals probably aren't that interested in. Well, they might be, actually. Actually, you know what? They do like these toys. And they invent their own. I mean, bonobos, you know, they'll just, if they're lonely, or maybe as just an aid, they might just rub against a tree branch or leaves. And I've seen them in the zoo rub up against a big rubber ball and go bounce, 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 bounce right up against the big, big vulva that they have, that big pink vulva. So they're playing with sex toys. You know, I don't know if anybody's ever given a vibrator to a bonobo. I'm so evil. I would think they would like it. I don't know. But, you know, when I saw Lana, actually, years ago at the San Diego Zoo, she was bouncing the ball right up against her big pink vulva, and it was definitely a sex toy, right? Just like these drumsticks. Bum, 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 bum. Oh, which reminds me of music. Yeah, these aren't real drumsticks. These are vibrators. Mm, but real drumsticks, you think humans invented those? I don't know. I don't know. I've seen bonobos, common chimps, even monkeys go bam, 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 you know, on like a hollow log that makes a sound. And of course, if you know Kanzi, the genius bonobo that Sue Savage Rumbaugh works with, he plays with Peter Gabriel. Now, he does. He plays music with Peter Gabriel. And, you know, where does he get that rhythm? I mean, I think a lot of animals have rhythm. I think music is one of those basic things. And what did Darwin say about music? Does anybody know? Mm. Someone's calling in. Ah, jeez. Whoa. There's a lot of interference going on. It must be because I said Darwin. Darwin. Yes, We don't believe in God, maybe, but we do believe in Darwin. We don't disbelieve in God, and we believe in all the gods and goddesses. We're kind of agnostic here, I guess. Or maybe you could say pan-theistic, pansexual, pan-loving. Mm. And Pan, of course, played an instrument, flutes. And, yeah, Darwin said, what is the purpose of music? What is the what do we have music for? You think it's to, you know, stir the soul? I don't know. That's kind of airy-fairy stuff. How about march into war? I think that's Republican stuff, actually. I don't think we invented war that early on. I think music came before war. So what did we invent music for? Why music? Well, Darwin said, for sex. It's not me. I know I got a dirty mind. But Darwin said that music is for courtship. It's to let us see how fit you are, whether you're fit enough to play for us, and whether you can seduce us with the right rhythms. So, you know, sex, toys, and rock and roll, they really hit you deep in your reptile brain. This is my co-host, Evie, and she always responds to music and sex. I don't know, she doesn't like vibrators too much. This is not on. But she loves to writhe around, and she responds to rhythms. So speaking of music and toys, sex toys and rock and roll, my featured guest tonight is, well, you could say, Mr. Sex Toys and Rock and Roll. And he is Phil Verone. So welcome him, brothers and sisters.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, here you are.
I'm here.
You are, and I'm so excited because you are such a multifaceted man. My goodness. Well, I mean, drummer, okay.
Yes.
That's why we have the drumsticks. And these are vibrators, which leads us to the other thing.
They
which
are.
Is you're a sex toy king now.
Well, I don't know about king. I'm just starting. But I'm trying to be anyways.
You got a whole line.
I do.
A prince.
We have a good, it's actually called the Sex Toy and Rock and Roll Collection.
Mm.
So.
And just in case, you know, you people don't have your rock and roll background, our Phil Verone here. He was a drummer with Skid Row and Saigon Kick.
Right.
And I hear there might be some news.
Yes, we're actually reuniting Saigon Kick after 20 years of hating each other.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hate, so you know, that's the other side of love.
Yeah. No,
yeah.
We've had some differences, to say the least. And I think we become wiser with age. So
some of us.
Yeah. So with that, we decided that the fans have spoke and we want to play and we're going to do it. So we're going to start at the end of November of this year. So we're pretty excited about that.
I think they're after your sex toys myself.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
Now
I don't know.
It's sex toy king, you know.
I think they're kind of distancing themselves from, from that, you know.
That often happens with sex.
Yeah, I've always been the one to kind of, you know, jump into the fire and take chances. I don't regret and I don't apologize. I have fun.
Yeah. And, do they have fun too, but they just don't want it publicized?
I guess they have fun in their own way. You know, I'm more of like the bucket list guy.
Yeah.
So it's like doing Playgirl, doing a celebrity sex tape, doing a toy line, and now a swinger series. It's you know, I'm having fun. You know, there's nothing wrong with it.
Now, your celebrity sex tape.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
Well, it was originally presented as some of my, you know, antics on the road, but it ended up turning into kind of like a look into my life, because I've been in the lifestyle for 20 plus years. And
the
most
lifestyle meaning
swinging, you know,
okay.
Open relationships, and
now is that the rock and roll lifestyle? It's people's fantasy of it, but it isn't really. I don't know.
Yeah, well, with music, you have opportunity,
right.
And opportunity.
Groupies.
Yes, if you want to call, I don't even call them groupies, because I think that groupie is such a bad word.
Pejorative.
In some case.
Yeah,
you know,
maybe
like,
it is.
And
what do
I think
them?
It's. I just call them girls having fun, because if I can have sex with famous people, I would too. And I wouldn't be a groupie, technically, because I'm a man. I would
okay.
be more of a slut in that sense. Like
okay.
They call men sluts that have
right.
sex with a lot of people.
Well, we could call them sluts, and then we could have a walk for them, but I don't know if that's any better than groupies.
Yeah. I just think that there's nothing bad about having sex. I mean, if you're doing it in a safe way and you're not doing anything weird or illegal in a sense, then have sex and have fun.
Girls having fun is a little bit, you know, like not really there. I think we should reform the word groupie, just like we've done with slut, right? I mean, we're doing. It's still in process.
Yeah. Mm. Well, I mean, groupie to me is if you're going to use it, I use it in a good way. I think the world needs groupies, if you want to use groupies, because as a kid growing up, that was our fantasy, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. So
yeah.
When I had the opportunity to do it, and especially coming from a childhood where I wasn't popular in high school.
Aw, how
yeah,
come?
Well, because I had feathered hair and a bad mustache.
So
maybe it was my fault.
Yeah,
and I was
yeah,
on the golf
made
team.
That. Mm-hmm.
But I could tell you this. After my first reunion, my first 10-year reunion, I actually went in with a number one video on MTV. And the middle fingers were up, and I got to fuck
aww.
Whoever I wanted. So that
wow.
was pretty good, including the prom queen.
And
so
your
that's
fantasy
good.
Girls, like cheerleaders, prom queen.
Exactly.
Oh, wow.
That's what happened. So it took me 10 years, but I got everyone back. But yeah, it was. But you know, again, I don't apologize. It's having fun. I think that in the United States, we're a little uptight with sex.
But didn't you apologize? Not apologize, but I mean, let's just say. You change the sex, drugs, and rock and roll to sex, toys, and rock and roll.
Yeah.
And so the drug thing, I mean, you went on that reality show
yeah.
with Dr. Drew,
right.
Rehab. What is it?
Yeah.
What's it called? Rehab? Is that
yeah.
what it's called?
Yeah, it was Celebrity Rehab.
Celebrity Rehab, right?
Yeah,
not
like
just
some
any
celebrity.
Rehab.
It was Celebrity
right.
Rehab.
Celebrity
Rehab. Because everything
rehab.
Is so real in reality television.
Oh, my God. So tell me about that. I mean, do your bandmates, how do they feel about that as opposed to the sex toys?
I don't care how they feel about it, because you know, if they're going to judge me about on that, I have no interest in speaking to them. You know, people who know me as a person, as you know, in this business, in the show business, the first word is show. And, you know, it's like it's a big show. It's smoke and mirrors. You give them what they want, you know, to see and what they want to hear. And especially with social media, so many famous people are famous for nothing. You know, like I just saw something in the news about Kato Kaelin again, being famous for being a servant and doing nothing. And that's how America kind of perceives people
oh,
because
right.
they're on television.
I was a little bit blank when you said Kato Kaelin. Now I remember
yeah.
OJ's roommate or
right.
something.
Yeah. His whatever, assistant. So only in America can you get famous for doing
yeah,
nothing.
He's
Kardashians,
right.
you know, the people who do these reality
shows.
They
got some hips, yeah.
yeah.
And they have a celebrity sex tape. I mean, is that
yeah.
nothing?
Which is a snooze fest.
Well,
I mean,
that's
if
true.
You've ever seen it, it's awful. Mm. It's I didn't think anybody can have worse sex than Paris Hilton until I saw Kim Kardashian's.
You know, it's so. Not fair when they just have a camera on in the corner of a room, as our presidential candidate from the Republican Party could also attest to. It's too bad they didn't do a celebrity sex tape with him instead of...
Oh, my God. It's like it would be like a mannequin having sex.
Yeah, well, that's
it'd be awful.
True.
Then again, it could not. Maybe he dresses up as a woman and she follows him around and, you know, bangs him
yeah,
in the ass with a,
you know,
with a dildo.
And they, or maybe they wear
which is
wear
nothing
those,
wrong with that either.
Those
I'm just
Mormon
saying.
Dresses and it's very ritualistic. And,
yeah.
You know, eerie and stuff.
The prophet told me to put this in your ass, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Really.
Hey, man, whatever works for people.
Whatever I'm, does.
You know.
Well, you know, we have a lot more to talk about, including these toys that are from California Exotics. We're very excited. I'm going to unveil the dick
yeah.
very shortly. The famous Phil Verone
the
dick.
Dong.
Right, the dong. Excuse me.
Yes.
Dong. beyond Dick's dong. Dick dong. Right. But I want to introduce some of my other guests so they can share in the unveiling of the dick. So, dong, excuse me. So Kylie is here. Kylie Johnson. Yeah, right. Yes, Kylie Johnson, I got it right. And she is the Playboy centerfold from February 2011. So we're very excited to have you here, Kylie.
Thanks, I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, we've heard a lot of good things about you. You have a lot of very enthusiastic, or actually one in particular, enthusiastic Twitter fan that just is pumping you up.
Which one?
I don't remember his name, but... you know who you are, guy.
L.A. California male or something?
You know, something maybe like that.
He's a sweetheart.
Yeah, you got some good fans. Or groupies, maybe. Any of them groupies?
I wouldn't call them groupies.
No? You ever have sex with a fan?
I have not, actually.
Because that would make them a groupie. I would think that would be the crossover from fan to groupie.
Right, yeah. None that I know of. I mean, they could be undercover.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true. Well, right. I would hope that some of the people you've had sex with are actual fans of yours.
Well, of course.
Well, I'm a huge
especially
fan,
afterwards.
By the way.
Oh, here's a groupie, a potential groupie.
Yes.
Phil.
Well, I'll be a groupie.
Okay.
He would be a groupie.
I'll be a groupie, too.
That's role play. Rockstar groupie, I'll be the groupie.
Of course.
Uh-huh.
I'm more of like the groupie because I like the music. You play the music.
Oh, okay.
That's
a no-brainer.
You dance to the music.
Yeah, of course.
Right, of course.
I'm going to the Manson Rob Zombie concert this weekend.
Vegas, yes. Oh, okay, except they're not here right now.
Yeah.
No.
So, probably nothing like this guy, right?
Well, it's a similar genre, I guess. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, where are you from?
New York, upstate New York, right outside Buffalo.
And what brought you to the Playboy family?
I actually went to a casting call that was a couple hours away.
Well, how organized of you. Wow.
Yeah, and they just... took a liking and flew me out to LA and I shot my centerfold.
Wow. Well, we have two centerfolds next to each other. I'm not sure.
I know. How cool
what
is that?
That's about. And he's also going to do a Playboy radio show, Phil is, right?
Yeah.
And I'm going to be on, and I think you're going to be on the first show.
I hope so.
Right?
I hope so.
October 5th?
I'm going to call him.
It's going to premiere on Playboy Radio.
Yeah.
And so, what's life after Playboy like? Are you still working with Playboy?
Yes, I am. I'm actually going to the Dominican Republic for a photo shoot. So
the Dominican Republic.
Yeah,
I've heard about all kinds of crazy sex over there.
Yeah, I'm sure there is.
Uh-huh.
It's very romantic.
Is it?
Yeah. Punta Cana. Mm. Yeah.
Oh. Well, I'm sure you're going to take pictures.
Okay, so you
model and do photo shoots and do you do porn?
No, I haven't. No.
Modeling, nude modeling.
Nude modeling.
Uh-huh.
I can't
stand
having
clothes. And what do you want to be when you
grow up? That's a hard one. I guess I, you know, at the end of the day, maybe a nurse, but.
That's right.
Yes.
A nurse. Mm-hmm. You're actually taking some nursing classes, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm about a semester away.
Whether you become a nurse or not, you know, who knows? I mean, you never know what's going to happen, but it's hot just to think of you becoming a nurse.
Of course.
Because, I mean, nurses are just so important, and they touch you, and they feel you, and they nurture you.
And take care of you.
And they save your friggin' life.
Yes.
They're great people, nurses, mm-hmm. and they're usually very sexual people, too.
Yes. Well, yeah. I'm very sexual, so.
Are you?
Yeah, of course.
How sexual are you?
I don't know. Is there a scale?
Think about that. I'm going to now introduce my girlfriend, Tara. She's at the stripper pole table. How many radio stations have a stripper pole in the middle of the station?
Can I get on that?
You can. But yeah,
later.
In a minute. Yeah, you should say hello. Tara Lynn Fox, brothers and sisters, is back in the Speakeasy Cathedral. Can we have some applause for my girl? Yeah. Yeah. And boy, you were here a couple years ago?
It looks completely different. I like it.
We were out
it.
There.
Yeah.
We were over there, and it was completely different. I think this place was filled with boxes. You know, we had just kind of moved in here a
right.
couple years ago. So, and here we are now. You know, we got the stage, the stripper pole, you know, and everything. And you got the monkey bars. You're Miss Monkey Bars now.
Oh, I don't know about Miss Monkey Bars, but I am a Monkey Bars model, so it's
yeah.
fun.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
Do you like to use the monkey bars?
I've used them a couple times now, and I wish I could shoot every single scene with them.
Really?
But I can't.
Well, why? What is it about the monkey bars that turns you on? I mean, does it turn you on, or you just like the way they look on you? Or?
Have you used them yet?
I have. I have my own reasons for liking
okay.
them or not.
I like them because the constriction that they have on me and how it pushes down on my G-spot and the better grip that you get, and also the different positions. I just like the dang belt.
Oh, that was interesting. It pushes down on your G-spot.
Yeah, I was
See,
there.
I think of it as more like a corset. It kind of pulls your stomach in, which has its benefits.
Yeah, I like
you
that,
know?
Too.
You know, it's
you
like...
You can't see, like, if I'm, you know, doggy or something, you have your stomach
right.
lays down a little bit. You know?
Right, right. You got it. You know, it pulls you right in there.
No, but yeah. it's an amazing product, and I'm mm-hmm. glad to be on the team now.
Yeah. Yeah, it brings people together, for yes. sure. We love monkey bars. I've got like two of
I know,
them
I see that. That's
I
awesome.
I do. I have one set with my name here. Whoa. I have my snake here.
I like that.
You do. Do you want to hold her? Or
Can
are you,
I?
Are you not, have you held reptiles before?
Yeah.
Back it up.
Right. Do you like snakes?
No. She's scared.
Okay. Then you hold her just for a minute. I'm just going to let you hold her for a minute. So maybe somebody can take a picture of you holding my beautiful snake, Eve, in the Garden of Eden. You're now.
Can I?
Yeah. Put her around your neck. She's very. She loves that. Oh, this is all. Yeah. Okay. So.
Oh, cool.
She is, isn't she? So, so besides monkey bars, you're also going to Germany, aren't you?
Yay! Mm-hmm. First time out. I went to the Bahamas before, but that doesn't really count. So I'm going overseas with monkey bars to the Venus show in Berlin.
The Venus show.
Yeah.
Ooh. Now that's like a sex film show or a toy show?
It's kind of, where are you going? I don't think she likes me.
Here. Come to mama, baby.
No, she likes the monkey bars.
Well, you know, a lot of girls do. So, okay.
Look at her.
Yeah, here she goes. Come on.
Is that
she wants
okay
to
for
climb
her to be
the stripper
on the
pole now. She is, whoa, okay, here we go. Come to mama, baby. There we go. So you're going to the
Everybody
Venus show, which is like a sex toy show.
Yeah, it's a fan show as well for people out on that side of the world. It's kind of our equivalent to AVN. So,
oh.
But I think it's a lot bigger.
Wow.
I've never been. We'll find out.
Okay.
It's exciting.
That is exciting. Well, welcome back to the show. I'm
Thanks
so
for
glad
having
to
me
have
back.
You look great.
Thank you.
You look beautiful. Too. And here's Kim. Kim Candy is back.
Hi.
And she's sucking on candy, of course. Yeah. And you dyed your hair. Looks
I
good.
Did. Thank you.
You got a new color.
Thank you.
Yeah. Very fall. Fall season, you know. It's the autumnal equinox, yes. And your friend, C...
No.
D... D...
D... D.
Okay, D, D. I knew it was something like CCDD.
Yeah.
ABCD. Right. Well, you are pinch hitter guests.
Yeah.
Right. And welcome back.
Thank you.
Okay. You like sex toys?
We love sex. Well, I love sex toys. I don't know about her.
You don't know about her, even though she's your best friend.
I mean, I don't know what she does on her sex time.
No, but we got you a little closer last time. Did you continue that?
No.
Do you remember that?
I remember that.
Yeah. Yeah, you did some titty licking between friends.
Right.
Right. I mean, and you just ignored that since then, huh? You haven't even brought it up.
No.
No? Okay. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Not because it's awkward, but I mean, we just never had a chance to talk about it. Like,
right.
I'm just going to... It was fun, though. We had a good time here
yeah,
last time.
Yeah,
so.
I saw that. I know I encouraged it a little bit. You went beyond my encouragement. And that's cool. That's great, you know? And it's also great that you don't do it, or you do do it, whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep sucking on that lollipop, though. Mm-hmm. All right, so I think I'm going to get put Evie away because she's starting to get a little rambunctious. And who wants to put her away? Where is one of my Evie people? You can put her away. You know how to put her away. This is Beasley the snake handler. Yes, he handles all kinds of snakes. Now, speaking of snakes, there is another kind of snake we call the trouser snake. And yes, we have an assortment of sex toys. I've introduced my first round of guests. I have some other guests that are going to come up once they've gotten a few drinks into them or something a little later. But right now, these are my guests. And Phil has a whole line of sex toys from California Novelties, which is run by women.
Yes.
Right. Huh?
Yeah, Susan. Yeah.
It's kind of cool. And so, you know, we got the drumsticks here, which is a kind of a nice, whoops, now, yeah, it's a vibration. Feels good, yeah, nice. You know, it's like an instrument or play me with an instrument, you know, it works. And then we have, are you ready? The cameramen are ready, the drum roll. Oh, it's in plastic though, let me try to get it out of the plastic. I want to bring it. It's sort of like it's in a condom or something, but okay. I'm going to
safe packaging.
Pull it out. Yes, exactly. You know it hasn't been anywhere. Okay, here it comes. Here it comes. This is the Phil Verone dong.
Come on. I got to get a round of applause for this thing. Yeah, Jesus.
Okay.
Took me years to grow that.
Look at this, and it
listen, I was having
sticks.
A bad ball day. I'm telling you right now, okay? I'm sorry about that.
Right.
Is that really his?
That's really it, yeah.
Well, this one is
now
actually ours, but it's modeled on his, yes.
Yes.
Oh,
so
that's
I hear.
Cool.
It's an odd...
tell us about how you did this.
Well, it's you basically work up a hard-on as best you can.
I guess so.
And you put it in this tube, and it's very embarrassing, and they put this dental type of stuff on it that hardens in 3 minutes. So you kind of sit there with the guy that's molding and just have really awkward conversations.
Right.
And that's about it. And then you go home, and they give you all these different measurements to take, and you just measure it from all different angles and hardnesses and diameters, and you send the measurements in, and then they put it together for you.
Ah,
they sculpt
so you
it.
Do all di- they sculpt it.
Yeah,
it's
they
not
sculpt
like you do
it.
One a sort of a cast.
No,
and then
it's,
they make it from that.
As funny as it is, these guys are like artists because they sculpt it out of clay. It's called a clay. So then they called me in, and I checked out the clay because one of the things I wanted to make sure is that it looks like that because the last thing I want to do is have sex with someone and they're like, your dildo's bigger than you. So, yeah.
You know?
Right. It's very intimidating. And what's cool about it is I finally got to see what the girl's view is of this thing coming at them, which is frightening. It's a very frightening view. But yeah, I wanted to make sure that it was...
But fear can be an aphrodisiac.
And I also didn't realize I went to the left so much. Is it the left or is it the right? You got to look at it head on.
It goes to the left from your point of view. Yeah,
it's a little weird.
Yeah.
And
and you got this vein. Uh-huh.
I do, and uh-huh. And unfortunately,
and this little tug here.
I have the is what everyone calls it. You're trying to put a Coke can in me. Mm-hmm. I have that action.
And
so.
Do we have a? What is the measurement?
I don't know what they what that one is exactly. I don't know, but it's 6 3/4 around is the thickest part.
Yep.
Which is the center, like if he went up. Mm. And
no,
I think...
actually, this seems thinner than down here.
Yeah, and from the suction cup to the top is 9 3/4. But they add because of the balls, so...
These are some balls, ladies. Right. I mean,
so,
speaking of a women's eye view, I mean, what do you ladies think?
So from the balls up is really where you're at. So.
Is this your usual... partner or different or
that's pretty big.
That'd probably kill me.
Look, I hit everything going in. So
you hit everything. Going
that's what's
in,
great
right.
about girth. You like, just push it through and everything gets hit.
Like a missile.
Yeah, it's
right.
like it's a snowplow, basically. There's no room.
Wow. So. And you have a ring like this?
I do, yeah.
Can we see?
Sure.
Right now?
The ring?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, all right then. You know, I love it when my guests are so forward and...
Well, I mean, I'm not hard, but I could show the ring.
Okay. Sure. Well, okay. You should come up here, though.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, my God. And we have a microphone. All right, ladies. You ladies are very just demanding, and I like that. I like that.
You
want to
interview
it? Yeah, we're going to interview your penis right now. There. Okay, well, no, I have to hear you, so that's why I'm holding
it. Is this
penis
on?
Okay, here we go. Holding on for dear life. Oh, here we go. Oh, so you are a grower, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'm a grower.
You're definitely a grower.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's the ring, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did that hurt?
I see. But you know what? That looks like it wouldn't hurt. So this one seems like it should.
That shit looks like it hurts. So she broke it.
Yeah, this one, because I have a hoop in mine now. And they put this kind of horseshoe thing in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you just got to screw it back on.
You're the screwer.
That's very true.
Okay.
I mean, just, it really is for parties, honestly. And when I got this thing pierced, it's not that practical because when you...
Oh, I think this comes because so you can take it off.
Yeah.
You could take it off because like
it comes off easy. And,
or put it around like that, which might...
Yeah, that would hurt.
That would hurt more.
Yeah. But, like, really, when you're having sex with it and it's in the condom, it kind of hurts. So it's not really that practical. However, when I did get it, I was out on the road, and I tried to lift 10 pounds of apples with my cock with the piercing. And that did not work.
Now, I'm just telling you right now. In a bag? You had we had a
bus full of fans, and there's, like, a door to the back room. So I just hooked it up to my dick, and I, like that, and almost ripped it out. So that wasn't smart either. So,
how do you feel when you watch people do things to your dick?
It's very strange. When I do, appearances at sex stores, and the girls are like doing what you're doing, it is a little weird, you know? Because I mean,
almost like it's your double. It's like, do you feel like it's like your twin or? Do you feel a little something? Or?
Well, and it's weird because I'm standing right here. So technically you can have the real thing, but you want to play with that. But it's also weird signing your own cock. I mean, I've spent years signing records and, you know, posters or whatever, but never like, can you sign your cock to my mom?
I want you to sign this cock, actually. I didn't know you signed cock.
Well, on the drumsticks, I'm such a narcissist that I actually have my signature on the drumsticks.
Yeah.
So it can go in and out of it. You can see my signature. So, but yeah.
Okay. Well, you should definitely sign the cock. Right.
Yeah.
Do you have to use indelible ink, I guess? We should get a Sharpie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you still use it, though, with my name on it?
Maybe
I could sign the balls.
The balls. I was just thinking, sign the balls. Wanna, like, right around here. No, you don't want to sign that
part. That's what I was saying. It's like a frightening...
Or you could sign back here.
That's coming at you at all times. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, this was the vibrating one. I have the non-vibrating one as well. So, whatever your...
Oh, the vibrating one is great. Yes. I like versatility.
Yeah.
What do you, girls? Do you like vibrators or just dildos?
Vibrators.
I don't personally vibrate, however. No. Only when I come.
Well, if you're wearing one of those cock rings that vibrate. Now, you have a cock ring here, but it doesn't vibrate.
Yeah.
And
you
have this,
have?
You have
this
little
black
heart. Now, this is for a girl to wear, right?
Yeah, you wear it. It doesn't have the remote, but you wear this, and you can basically just put it on, put your underwears on, and go to... Did I say underwear? God, I'm so old. Your panties, and you can go to work and just come all day, and no one will ever know.
Have you
which
ever
is very
had
cool.
one of these?
No, I actually haven't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had one of these? No.
Really?
Yes. Well, I'm just going to ask.
I'm behind.
Who would put it on? I'll give it to you.
It has like a vibrating bullet in it, and it's made out of rubber. And you put it on like it's a pair of panties, and then it would just go right over your, you know, right over the clit area.
So
and And it would just vibrate, so you could set the vibration.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
But no one sees it, which is cool. So while you're like grocery shopping, you could be coming down the whole, you know, milk aisle or whatever.
I vote her.
Oh, where is you don't want, now? You want to do it?
We're voting.
But he said it doesn't have a remote, so how's it going to vibrate?
Well, and again, some of them have remotes, but you kind of do it. What
this
it is,
you
it's,
do it yourself.
So,
what
it is,
you
it's
are
like
in
your,
control.
It's your dirty
Can
secret.
Can I see it?
Oh. You know, it's your dirty secret.
What do you got to lose?
What do I got to lose?
Right. It's going to look great on you. And you'll get to do a strip tease to a Saigon kick song.
Yeah. And you could be coming the whole time.
I heard about those people on Twitter.
You what?
And you could put monkey bars on.
You do what?
Monkey bars. Yeah, let's do it.
Did you say you
Here we go.
People on
All right,
Twitter?
So
I heard about them on Twitter.
You heard about them on Twitter?
Yeah.
So the first Saigon kick song we're going to hear, I have to say, is a little bit like narcissistic for me. I mean, I'm sure you wrote it for me.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And you even spelled my name right.
You see that? It's definitely for you.
It's called Susie. So here we go.
Are we gonna
and
dance
we're
going to
see Tarlynn Fox.
What am I doing?
She's going to get up. She's going to stand up. She wanted to get up onto the strip. Yep. And put your song. What she could not tell, she only guarantees it'll take you straight to hell. Woohoo! Saigon Kick, brothers and sisters. And now we have Phil Verone from Saigon Kick
who is trying to figure out how to work his own sex toy. He's never worn it. Okay, Tasia is very good at these things. She's very mechanically oriented. And meanwhile, Tara Lynn Fox is looking very sexy. I think she'd look sexier without the t-shirt, though, huh? What do you think?
The monkey bars I'm interested in.
The monkey bars are great.
I've never seen those before.
Oh, those are great.
No. Yeah. Can we get a demonstration on those?
Yeah. Here we go.
Okay. Is this on?
Yes.
I talk very quiet. So, obviously, the most obvious position would be doggy, right?
Right.
Well,
and we hold it?
Yeah, you hold it.
Oh, yeah, you hold it. So, it's to keep track of your partner so you can hold on to her.
Right.
Just in case she tries to wriggle away from that big dong of yours. You have to talk onto the into the microphone.
When I try anal on girls, I usually kind of climb up the wall so I can hold you back then.
Right.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, there you go.
Which is questionable, too, if I'm forcing an anal on you, which is not what I want to do, I'm just saying. Yeah, that's right. You're not trying to do that.
So. Yeah. We didn't hear what she said, though.
Oh.
I don't know if you should say that out loud. I mean... so another position, you know, like ladies, when you're on top and your freaking legs get tired, you're like, oh my God, okay, switch.
Yeah.
Well, now you can be up there longer. Like, look.
Ah, the woman on top position.
So, you can hold them, you can lift me with them. You know, this needs to be tighter. I just like to wear it low. For different body shapes, it's going to be different. Like,
oh, okay.
I like it extremely tight because... it gives me that extra feeling of like pushing down on my G.
Oh, yeah.
So now go.
I'm really.
Have your way with me.
Okay.
You can rock me back and forth, grinding, or
grinding,
if I'm bouncing.
Grinding.
Okay. Or.
This one. Oh, here, I'll hold this. Okay, and now this is the Chinese cowgirl, not to be, you know.
I'm not going to move. You do it.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
You see how much you're helping me?
Of course, it's harder for the guy now. He's got to lift it like weightlifting.
You think you
can lift me up? But
it's
good for the abs.
Yeah. Okay, stand up.
It seems to be more of a workout for guys.
Depends.
I guess. I mean, this belt seems to have many qualities. Like, I found out the other day, if you take this off and you go like that right here, it's a little...
ooh, little spanker.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're going to lift me up.
Okay. Here we go. This is a test. Weightlifting. We didn't know we were doing this, brothers and sisters. Okay. Whoa.
Okay.
Oh. Does that make holding a girl up above you easier?
It's definitely a workout. However, I am growing, but...
I don't know if that's because of the monkey bars.
What about, like... I mean, that's cool, but I like to, like, grab the ass
right
when you're on top, too. So...
I mean,
well, you can always let go of the monkey bars.
Yeah, you can take them off. I mean,
it's not like they're stuck to your hands.
I start out, and then we're like, wait, go grab the monkey bars, you know? And then you bring it in, and it keeps it going a little longer. But there's just a lot of different positions that you can do with them, and it gives you that extra grip because there's only so much grip your hips are going to give you. So, I don't know. I love them. It's amazing.
It's pretty cool. I haven't seen it. Plus, you could turn around and do like a World Wrestling Federation. Like you won the belt.
They do have that quality, that belt quality.
Yeah, like you can hold the belt up and that whole thing.
And, you know, sometimes your arms get tired and you just sort of hang out.
I walk around with them like over my shoulder. So does Tef and Monkey Bars. Monkey Mike, all of us. Yeah.
Okay, so Tasia has the vibrator.
Like grocery shopping?
Now, I kind of think you should take the panties off to have the full feel.
Okay. Woo!
I mean, just my opinion.
Did we figure this out?
It already busted.
It busted? What happened?
That's it.
So I fixed it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, she fixed it.
Oh, because it's all like...
so it didn't really bust.
Well, it did, so I'm not.
But wait, do you want to take your panties off?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, crowd?
I don't
know. We'll put it... whatever.
You know, because you're going to keep them.
Well...
well, you're going to keep this thing. Because
oh,
it busted anyway.
No. Oh, thanks.
No, it looks like Tasia fixed it. All right, well.
Okay, here we go, everyone.
On the panties or under the panties?
Well, I think the vibrator is good enough. Crank it up.
Oh, Okay, I see.
How's that working?
Wow.
Yeah.
So you got to tie a knot once in a while, but how's the effect?
It's very strong.
Right.
Mm, nice, strong effect for a little tiny thing.
Yeah.
Turn it up to 11.
11.
These go to 11. But, you know, again, when you talk about Cal Exotic and Susan, who owns the company, and, you know, one of the first...
It's a different Susan.
Yeah.
I wish it was me. I'd like to own that company.
One of the first females to own a sex toy company, and she basically based it on women. And everything's waterproof as well. Mm. Because, you know, sometimes you like to go in the bath and have some fun or in the water.
Right.
So it's waterproof, and actually, my dong is dishwasher safe as well. And it really is. We've put it in the dishwasher.
Now,
a few times.
Like to put our dongs into the washing machine.
Really?
Yeah, that's what we do. Well, we don't have a dishwasher, so we do the washing machine. So that's one of Tasia's favorite jobs.
How are you feeling?
I had to hold on to you for a second.
You okay?
Uh-huh.
Are you coming?
It's good. Oh. She can't even talk.
So it's good.
It's good. I would, if I had an office job, because that sucks, I would totally wear this.
Right. You can wear it and just walk around and be like the naughty one of the bunch.
I would.
Yeah, and you
I
don't
am.
Really hear it. That's the cool thing.
Right?
It's very quiet.
Wait, let's see.
Oh, yeah, but that's with the microphone right next to it. I mean,
it's not loud.
I mean, I can't hear you. If you're walking by, I couldn't hear that. Okay, everyone, shh. I'll even put the mic down. I didn't hear anything.
No, we don't hear it.
Yeah.
It's very, very...
Okay. See? So.
Yeah, but how often do you have a beautiful woman on her hands and knees pouring drinks? I mean...
Well,
on tour, pretty much every day.
You and I have really great lives. Like, we have awesome, crazy, cool sex adventures. I mean, adventures.
Yeah, I don't do the sex thing. I've never done that ever.
You don't do the sex thing, right?
Never.
No. How many girls have you had in one night the most?
Seven.
Seven?
And it was exhausting. It's no fun.
No.
Too much pleasing.
Well, by the sixth, I guess, but maybe the first was okay.
Yeah.
Or were they seven at once?
Seven at once, and it was only because of an Elvis story I heard where he got, I think it was 12 or 13 girls and dressed them up like Priscilla, and he bent them over and he went down the line, and whoever made him come got the bonus. So I said, well, I have to do my Elvis moment, and that's exactly what I did. So,
all right.
Because I could.
How much was the bonus?
I didn't give him a bonus. Yeah, I just wanted to try the Elvis thing, and they just happened to be fans that wanted to have sex with me. So I got my load.
What's
yes.
the most guys you've had in one night? Or day?
In a day? Well.
Day or night. Well, let's say one period of time without sleeping.
I'm actually going to do my first gangbang for Kink soon.
Oh, round of applause.
So
round
you
of
haven't
applause.
Done a gangbang yet?
I haven't done a gangbang yet.
Ah.
Is it bukkake or just a gangbang?
I've done a bukkake, like a blowbang or something, where there's been a lot of guys I'm sucking on. I did like a blow races or something for...
How many?
There was too many. I'm embarrassed.
How many?
No, I'm not. There was like 15 guys on each side, and we had to go down the line.
And so 30?
Yeah, well, there was 30 altogether, but only 15 on my team.
Wow. Only
but
15.
I only got down like three, and then freaking something happened. The rules like...
This is a blow bang. This is where you're sucking.
It's like the suck-off
races. Were any of them as big as this?
Well, I'm just curious for one question. Something went wrong with the rules. What could have possibly gone wrong after sucking three cocks?
Okay, so there's like these stupid rules, right? Where you go and you have like two people that you can pass and come back to later if they're not coming fast enough, because it's either whoever comes fast or whoever gets done fastest or whatever. I don't know. There's stupid rules. But the guy that fucking couldn't come, I passed him. And then my second guy that I passed, he fucking left. And then they wouldn't get me another guy. So I don't know.
This
girl,
is complicated.
Like, beat me or something.
Can I ask one thing? Because I'm curious.
I don't know. Because
I can't
that
talk
one.
No.
You
like,
can't ask anything else.
This thing is like.
I would just like to see. A little bit of a demonstration on Woo! This.
For who? Her?
For no. Of, well.
Can you deep throat?
No. I mean, she's already there, so why not you do
why,
it?
Why am I the one up here?
Well, you don't have to be. I could be somebody else.
Kylie,
if
can
you
deep throat?
You want to try?
Go.
I don't think so. Not on that one.
I
think that's too.
Why?
This part.
Yeah, because I can. That's one of my things.
You don't have to get the whole thing in.
A lot.
So try.
All right. She doesn't want to try. Okay. Kim wants to try.
I can't. I mean, I'm going to tell you. Like, I'm not going to be able to do it. Like,
you don't have to deep throat it. I'm not asking for deep throat.
What are you asking for?
I'm just asking for love making of the dog.
That
thing
is huge. I think she should do it.
What? No way. That thing could kill me.
Just.
Why do they think this would kill them?
That thing is huge.
You know something, you ladies? I think it's I'm really going to show you how it doesn't kill you. Because I'm surprised that you... I don't think they understand what I mean.
Stick it right there and do it like
Angela. No, I don't want to have to bend over.
Why?
Because I'm lazy. I'm going to take my dick like a kielbasa. See... I'm not asking you. He's asking to deep throat, but it's my show, see? You could just make love to it.
Oh.
But you guys have to talk, because my mouth is full.
Ladies and gentlemen, she's taking the dong in right now. Do commentary.
Oh.
Well, that's pretty good.
All right.
And you see, this is where the faking comes in. You use your hand to pretend your mouth is taking it all the way in. Of course, you're not usually using a microphone while you're doing this. And that's the problem here. And so, you know, I don't know if this is spoiling it for you with other girls who might do this, but, you know, that's what you have to do with a dong like this. You can't take it all the way into your mouth.
There was only one girl, but she was bulimic, and she had no...
Right.
She had no gag reflex. I'm dead serious.
Wow.
What is it? What's that?
Puke as lube. No, that's something that Max Hardcore
puke as
about.
Oh, puke as lube. I thought you said puker's lube. I didn't. No, but the one girl that actually deep-throated me was bulimic, and she killed her gag reflex from making herself throw up so much.
So there you
go.
And
then she can throw. No, but she actually could deep-throat me.
Don't talk off the microphone.
I'm not condoning being bulimic, but it really worked. I want to take the positive out of it.
Right. Well,
which is,
you know,
what I'm trying to do here.
You know, that's what Max Hardcore is totally into. You know, he says this is the best way to diet, girls. We're not recommending that, by the way. Not at all.
No.
I'm totally against it.
We're recommending deep throating.
Well, if you can do it, you know, deep throating is great. Oh, my microphone got sloppy because of that sloppy blowjob. You know. I mean, really, most girls can't deep throat this whole thing. So if they just do it with love and like lots of hands and lots of saliva, which I didn't have just now, then doesn't that do the trick?
Yeah, and also too, I'm old school. I like making out and getting hand jobs, which is kind of like the lost art, you know, because it kind of reminds me of the old days when, you know.
So how about one of you girls could do a hand job on this? You're down. Okay.
I just got nails done today.
Okay.
So
all right. Here we go. Hand job.
You can
job.
Get close-up shots. It's okay.
Okay. Ellen.
Close-up shots.
Mm. Here she is. Tara, those shorts are just not.
To, like,
no, no, no.
No. Sit down
and,
like,
no. The shorts. Really, they
keep your
they,
thing on.
They look. Like, yeah. This looks like you should be going on safari or something.
Yeah.
Mm. And can we take off the T-shirt? It's kind of, yeah.
Woo!
Here we go. Okay. Beautiful. Okay. And now, can we take off the bra?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, hand job. Can we do that? Can we do the bra? I know.
Every time I come here, she wants to get me butt-ass naked.
No, you're not going to be naked. You wouldn't take the panties off. But, you know, topless. How about topless?
What do you guys think?
Topless. Yeah. Topless.
Okay. There she goes. I'm always blamed. Ah, beautiful, beautiful. Yes, very nice. Let's have some applause.
Come on, those are boobies. Come on.
Woo! We love titties.
There she is. Harlan Fox.
Does the ring hurt the girls?
Does the ring hurt the girl?
I would think it does, and that's why I kind of take it out for sex.
Mm. Yeah.
So what were you thinking when you got it? Like, this would feel good to her?
Well, in all honesty, I did it just for the bit, but what it's done for me is extended orgasm. So when I come, it's like for 5 minutes long.
Oh, sure.
Oh, here she goes with
right
lube.
Now? Right now?
And she's got lovely French nails. And let's see, what do you call this technique you're using right now?
Okay, I like the balls, so I always try to grab them and rub on them. But also, like, when you're getting a cock hard, you kind of, I like to pinch the base of it, get the blood rushing.
Yeah.
And then get the top. I don't know, each guy's different. You always got to find their little spot. So.
Is she finding her little spot?
Yeah, I like the bottom of my cock squeezed as hard as possible and the top pulled.
Why don't you hard. Do exactly what he's saying? And do you, I mean, does it, do you feel it when looking at her?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
Does it, do you feel like she's doing just what you like?
It's like voodoo. Right?
Well, I was
like, it is kind of like a voodoo thing, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, that's your cock, but not.
I just thought of something. Like, if you're, like, with a girl and you really like her and you don't want to share her with your friends or whatever, pass her around. Or if she's, you know, like, do you do that with groupies? Do you, like, pass them off?
No. Yeah.
That's hot. Okay. But, like, you're, like, she's, like, baby, I want a threesome. And you're, like, I don't want to bring another guy home. Like, whatever. Fuck yeah.
Well, I'm technically can DP girls by myself.
Yeah. She could be, like, sucking it. You could be behind with the monkey bars. You know.
It's funny. I was just thinking
like
that while you were
bars
while you were actually jerking that off. I thought getting behind you with monkey bars would be cool.
Mm. Well, you could get behind her right now, while she's jerking off your own dick. Yeah.
This
works. This is a little surreal, right?
This works.
This is cool. I mean, here she is.
Look,
stroking
we have
your dick.
We have the same stars too.
Right. Oh
so
yeah,
just,
you've got exactly the same stars.
Yeah.
Wow. You are totally connected.
I don't want to grow too much right now because then I'm going to have her do that.
Bust out of your pants?
Maybe.
Well, you know.
Pants
off. Pants off, yeah.
I'm going to need a fluffer for that.
Take your pants off.
You've got a lot of fans, or maybe they're groupies.
You said you would.
What?
He goes, he said he would.
He said he would.
I am not subsiding to peer pressure.
Too much, right?
I mean, you're hot and everything, but I don't want to give you sloppy seconds.
Sloppy
I just
seconds.
Worked today, so.
Sloppy seconds is the hot, that's what's so hot about it.
Yeah, yeah, that didn't work quite.
No.
All right, you have to think
See,
of another excuse, I think. A better excuse. He likes sloppy seconds.
Well, one
this
of my
is a guy who's used to, you know, the pass around with the well, rock and roll
right.
buddies.
One of my fetishes is when the girl comes home dirty, so you can take
Ooh.
The pussy back.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
And do you do cream pies?
You know, I have.
Ooh.
But that's one of my fetishes. I like when they go out, get fucking pounded.
Okay, so
and where did he come on you?
He likes that.
Did he come on you?
Yeah.
Where?
Oh, put the microphone up to her. So
all over.
Because that's where over. I would come on you, so I can cover his cum and I win.
Ooh, that's so hot.
That's a man thing.
Well, I think some women like that too.
Yeah. That's
I mean,
how the that's
woman
how we do
is
it.
Is the magnet.
Yeah.
You know, it's sperm wars with the woman as, you know, the prize. And the sperm is fighting each other. It's a whole evolutionary thing. You know, it's one of the reasons that guys do get turned on by women who are slutty. Because, you know, if you've got a woman and you know she's never been with anyone else or she's never going to be with anyone else, it's like, so what? You've got her. And your balls are just not going to make as much sperm as when you feel she could be with someone else. There she goes.
See that?
Where's she going? Oh, she's going over here. Maybe she's going to do... I don't know what she's doing. She's just hanging out. She just wants to lay around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe she's getting in the mood. So it looks like we have one of our favorite drinks now. You don't drink, right? Or you can drink, right? You just can't do cocaine.
Bullshit, I can't do cocaine. Who says I can't do
cocaine? I don't know. I thought there was something you signed with Dr. Drew.
I didn't sign. I signed a contract to get paid on television. I didn't say I wasn't going to do any cocaine. Jesus.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I thought that you had some Something you had to not do, like some fun thing you're not allowed to do.
Yeah, we weren't allowed. We weren't allowed to masturbate for 3 weeks on
really?
Television. Yeah.
Oh wow. So. Oh yeah, because this was sex addicts.
Right.
Right. You're a sex addict. I forgot. I didn't think there were any sex addicts, but he's one.
No, I'm not.
No. He's,
I just played one on television.
Well, you know, that's what most people do who call themselves sex addicts.
Yeah.
They're just playing.
So we weren't allowed.
So they don't have to call themselves a cheater or.
Right. See, I call myself a cheater because I did that in the old days. But now that I'm a swinger, there's really no cheating involved. So.
Right. That's convenient to be able to be in the lifestyle.
Right.
You know, and it's just all up front.
Exactly.
All right. So, okay. So we have this fabulous drink called Absinthe. Absente Absinthe. Would you like one?
I would.
Okay.
I hear and it's a little wacky.
It's a little wacky. I don't know if you want to get wacky.
I don't know.
What do you think? Do you want to get wacky?
I've never tried it. Kylie's never tried it. We're just all going to try it.
Let's share.
We're fun.
Okay.
She wants to get wacky. Okay. Kim, you want to get wacky?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Kim is ready to get wacky like that. Even Kylie is getting might get a little wacky. Now, by the way, this is made with some kind of wormwood that's legal.
Yeah. We're supposed to hallucinate with this?
Like
rolling?
It's an aphrodisiac. Isn't all alcohol? No, but it's got a little something extra.
It's made that's made with wormwood.
Wormwood, yes. Yeah. Southern wormwood, northern wormwood, southeastern,
wherever the wormwood is.
Yeah, I know it sounds kind of gross, wormwood. Like there's no worms.
Trust me, made. I've had worse in my mouth for less.
Mm. Yeah, like
yeah, it's very licorice-y.
Black licorice. Mm-hmm.
Do you drink it fast or you kind of sip it? What's
sip
the
it.
Idea?
Sip it. Sip if it? You drink it too fast, you'll be passed out somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh, like the old days.
That's like.
Well,
that's
I mean, you know, this we're talking about rock and roll here. Isn't that the theme, brothers and sisters? Like, isn't rock and roll all about doing things too fast?
Yeah, I did that once, and I drank vodka really fast, and I took three girls up to my hotel room, and I passed out in the bathroom, and they robbed me.
Oh, shit.
See? Right.
Oh, yeah. How much did they get?
Wow. I don't want that to happen.
They got a lot.
A lot.
Actually.
Oh, boy.
Oh. Okay, well, then you can sip it slow.
No, let's
far
just
be
pan
it. From
it.
Me.
No, I'm going to do it. I'm just going to shoot it.
This is the rock and roll versus the green fairy.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Chug at least half.
I tried to give you a blowjob here. You could at least try to chug it.
Yeah. Well, I can't chug it. I still want to get hard at some point.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Never mind. Okay, so sip it.
I'm going to sip it.
Okay. So now there's Tasia walking across this. Oh, and how's my Playboy, not a bunny?
Whatever. Very good.
You're doing good?
Yeah, it's very good.
She's so what bad. Animal do you identify with? Are you a bunny or a kitty or a what?
I would say the slow loris. Have you ever heard of it? The slow loris.
The slow loris.
It's like this cute little monkey thing, but it's like poisonous. It's
a monkey
It's like
thing.
Very rare. It's in India.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Do they
well,
have sex?
I like all the monkey family. I mean, because they're kind of like human, you know, they got the arms flailing around, they masturbate
well,
like
small,
us,
though.
Right? Yeah, well, it's small, it's very cute. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And do you dance like a monkey?
Sometimes, yeah.
You like to dance?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you want to dance for us? To another Saigon Kick song? Saigon Kick is coming back.
I don't know if you kind of dance to that music.
You can
concert.
Groove to it.
Well, you could strip to like, it. You know. That's what you could do. You could do a striptease.
You can
a rock and roll striptease. I don't know.
Yeah, rock and roll striptease.
Mm.
You can bang thy head to that stuff.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
Head banging. I know how to do that.
Yeah, would you like to try that?
Head banging? Or dancing? Oh, dancing, well. Probably not.
No. No
I won't
dance.
Embarrass myself too much.
No stripping?
Mm-mm. No.
What could you try? Would you like to try a sex toy?
I'm trying absinthe. I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to be feeling in a few minutes.
Ah, well, okay, yeah. Well, you can try absinthe. Okay, and Kim.
Yes.
Would you like to do a dance to a... We're trying to figure out, you know, something fun to do to a Saigon Kick song. How about a dance? Would you like?
I'll do a dance.
You would like to do a dance.
All right.
Sure. How about a striptease dance?
Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I got to think
go.
About
we,
that
what
one.
Are, what do we got here?
Yeah. Clean the pole.
I've heard that before.
Yeah, you gotta show us that hot body, Kim. Here she is, Kim Candy.
All right.
Ascending the stripper pole.
Never sounded so good. Well done.
Oh, pussy pop. We want to see you pussy
popping.
Pop.
Oh, gosh.
Can you pussy pop to rock and roll, or is that just a rap thing?
I know. How can you do that to rock and roll?
All right.
It's hot up there on that pole.
It is hot up on the pole. Would you like a vibrator to cool you off? This... This is a backstage pass vibrator. It's actually very elegant. Oh, here goes Didi. Whoa, pussy pop.
It just shuts it off. It's powerful.
Go, Didi. Yo, Didi, yo. Top off. Take that denim thing off. Woohoo! And take the other top off. Take that off. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Slow, like a striptease artist. Yeah, there you go. That's what the music is for. Uh-huh. Let's hear it for Didi, brothers and sisters. The girlfriend. It is hot up here. It's hot in here. It's hot in LA. We're having a heat wave and we're having sex toys. And how are you doing, Miss Prissy?
Great.
Yeah.
Got a sucker.
Yeah, you got Hampton. Your sucker. You're sucking on that lollipop. You sure you don't want to show us your talents with this? Ooh, it's all sticky now, though. That's the thing about lube. It gets it all sticky. And there is Miss Monkey Bars, Tara Lynn Fox, modeling her monkey bars, looking so hot, ready to stir up all the German boys as a good Fräulein.
I can't wait. They're going to love us, Americans, after I leave Germany. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you already
Germans
look kind of
German.
Porn.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Uh-huh. It's going to be fun times. You can do live sex shows there, so we're going to have like people that are going to be using monkey bars live.
So, wow. Tara, where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Northern California.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So you were kind of brought up for this, like hippie style.
Totally.
Yeah.
I'm going to sit next to you.
Sure.
Oh. Or I can just keep bending over like that.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, you look good bending over. Uh-huh. And how about you, Kylie? Where were you brought up?
New York.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And what religion?
No religion.
No religion. Who has a religion? Anybody? Were you brought up with a religion?
No, I'm atheist.
But were you brought up with a religion?
Oh, no.
No, not Catholic? Baron?
Well, I mean, a Catholic Italian.
But very lapsed. The whole family was lapsed?
I went to church with my aunt, like, out of respect. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'm Christian.
And in the present tense?
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Isn't it?
Yeah. So how do you kind of...
I go by the God that I love doesn't judge me, so I'm living my life figuring out who I am, and I do what I do, and I don't worry about what people have to say about it.
All right. Well,
I think
you
that's
know
a
what?
Good way to do it.
Yeah,
I agree.
If a God doesn't judge you, then, hey, that's not such a bad God anymore. I mean, one of the things about most of these gods is that they judge us a lot, right?
Yeah, make you feel condemned.
I think that most religious people, most are not very Christian-like, so... Our thing is, I'd rather be an outspoken atheist than a hypocrite, in that sense. But I think there's a lot of good people that believe in God, and I think that's good for them if it makes them a good person. There's nothing wrong with
that. I feel like it's more just being honest. Like, people need to be more truthful in the world. If people were just more upfront with how they feel and things like that, you wouldn't have so much nonsense going on. So, like I say, like, I believe in a God that does not condemn me, so I'm truthful, whether I'm on a pole, whether I'm doing, you know, whatever. Like, he doesn't, you know, he loves me, so that's what I believe in.
That's a he. Does he have one of these?
Whoever, sure, whatever.
I've been called God a few times.
God has a song.
They've called God a few times in my... They call out to God.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, God, please help me.
Well,
why is he putting this in me? Stuff like that. You know, I'm like, God's not going to help you now.
You know what, Dr. Susie? I think God is great, and I think Jesus is great.
Yeah.
It's their followers that are
Allah
fucked
also.
Up.
Don't forget Allah.
Okay?
Right.
They're the ones that are trying to exploit Jesus and God and make some money off of it.
And like I said, he doesn't judge me, so I can't judge people, you know?
You know what's funny? I get judged more by Christians.
I do, too, in my own church. Seriously.
And I actually fire back at them, and I said, you know, that's very unchristian-like.
And I say, you know what? God says, come
Shame
as you
on
are,
you.
So here
well,
I am.
Last Saturday, we had a very devout Christian on with us. In fact, he's the head of one of the groups on the Yale campus that is trying to destroy Sex Week at Yale, which is an educational event that I helped to start. And, you know, he certainly, not only does his God judge, but he, believing that he knows what God wants, judges everybody and condemns.
Yeah, it doesn't work like that.
You better give his name, too, so that we...
Oh, I forgot to give his name.
Yeah, give his name.
Eduardo Andino.
Eduardo.
Another nice Italian boy. But he's polite, but he's
exactly.
not nice in the sense that he wants to destroy other people's... avenues to fulfillment.
That's because he has something hidden, just like they all get exposed. They'll get, you know, have sex in a men's room. And, you know, the ones that are most vocal about gay marriage or whatever are doing it on the side. I'm a firm believer in that. They use religion to hide it. And I think that hypocrites, that's where I have my problem. Not with people who believe in God.
Okay.
I think it's very important that you have your higher power. But if you're not following it, you're a hypocrite. I have no respect for that.
Exactly.
I have an expert in God, but from the atheist point of view.
Yeah.
It's an old friend of mine, and I actually started talking about God to make a segue to introduce him. But it is interesting, and I'm glad I brought it up, because we have some, you know, interesting different points of view about God. So, hey, Tom Quinn is here. Brothers and sisters, you all.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah. Hi there, Susie.
Yeah, Tom is an old friend. God, really old. Knows us from many.
From the
90s.
Ago.
From the 90s.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
When Saigon Kick was around.
Yes. Right. The good old days.
A long time ago.
Really.
Yeah, and now you do like documentaries for Discovery Channel and History Channel.
Discovery, History, BBC, all those guys. Yeah.
Right. All those guys, and some of them are about. The origins of religion.
Yeah, we debunk a lot of
debunking
of psychic stuff and religious mythology and things like that. Mm. And we did a little show about you.
You did a show about me.
Well, we did a show with you. We shot you at your old place. Yeah.
But I thought you never ran that.
Well, we made the show, but Discovery censored it because
right.
It was too
so
hot.
That I consider that you didn't do the show.
Damn
you
Christians.
Still have to do a show with me. Tom.
Well, I should give you a copy of the show because it
no,
is.
No. I want it to air.
Oh. Okay.
I have so many tapes. I don't need another tape.
Yeah.
I need air time.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Dee Dee understands. I mean, if it's not going to air, no, you need to do another show on. Like history of sex. I mean, everybody does a history of sex show like every other year or something like that. But anyway, you specialize in debunking.
Deconstructing mythology and religion and things like that.
So what do you think about this judging God? Are most gods judging or not?
A lot of them tend to judge, but there's a little thing that says, judge not and you shall not be judged. So there's a way out. And that is that if you don't cop an attitude towards everybody else and judge them for their sex life and their preferences and what they want, then you won't be judged yourself, and that's how you get through it.
Well, why do you think there is so much judging if you can get out of it this way, you know?
Because people love to judge.
First Amendment.
What would Simon Cowell do for a living, you know?
Well, okay, because people love to judge. And
people want to make themselves
and the more
feel
die-hard
better than other people at the end of the day.
Yeah, they just like, I mean, you know, they just, I think there's a moral superiority they get out of it. You know, there's a sort of self-empowerment or something they may get out of it when they judge people.
Which is very unchristian.
Which is very unchristian, and yet they can be some of the most judgmental people, absolutely. Because they
feel financially rewarding for the church.
Well, there's that too.
It's financially rewarding for the church.
But you have that in other religions as well.
I kind of hope there is a God. Because so many people are fucked when they die. Like, I would just love that judgment day, you know, when they come up there. It'd
well, you
cool.
know,
I
mean, even Jesus is going to have a second coming.
You know. I'd love to have a second coming.
You haven't even had a first today.
Not tonight. Necessarily.
Not tonight yet.
Tonight.
Yeah.
Here's Jimmy's Sunday, or Jesus joke. It's Sunday, bitches. Where's my money?
You had to think a minute on that one.
Oh, but I'm bummed.
Yeah. Ah, yes. Well, you know, I think that the judging God and also the insulted God, the easily angered God, is very popular in the world. God gets easily insulted. You know, I mean, I'm sure I've insulted God, not meaning to really, but it's a tough one. I mean,
he's always had anger management issues, so it's, you know.
I look at God as a CEO of the world, and if the CEO was watching what's going on right now, he'd call a meeting every week. So that's how
that's right. You meet every week.
You'd
every
have
Sunday.
To go. Okay.
I mean, no, not necessarily, because you have freedom of choice.
No, but I'm saying if there is this God of creation and wants good for everyone, and no one's doing it, then he would call people.
The people are
doing
what they feel is good for them.
So even though you weren't brought up with a religion, do you have a spiritual path?
Very spiritual,
yes. And how is your sexuality involved in your spiritual path?
I don't think it should be involved.
Really?
No.
It's very separate. Spiritual is separate from sex?
Yeah, I don't think God would judge me for, you know, being promiscuous or having sex.
Oh, yeah, no, but then sex could be part of your spiritual path.
Maybe.
Okay, what is your spiritual path?
It's not anything specific. I kind of agree with what she said.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, do you believe in the Playboy philosophy?
Which is?
Oh, what is the Playboy philosophy? Well, it's kind of like...
it's mostly honesty.
Live and let live. Sort of like, consensual sex is, you know, being open and honest and lots of hot naked girls.
And a grotto.
Basic thing.
And a grotto.
Oh, the lifestyle at the mansion parties.
Well, I think that's part of the... the mansion parties, I think they've gotten a little beyond that and now. I haven't been to one for a while.
Yeah.
But the old Playboy philosophy, the Hugh Hefner Playboy philosophy, is basically, you know, beauty and consensual sex and pleasure, sharing pleasure, non-judgmental attitudes towards sex as long as you're not hurting anybody that doesn't want to be hurt.
Okay. I would agree.
Oh, you would agree?
Mm. Yeah.
How old are you?
21.
21. Mm. Oh, welcome. Okay. How's that absinthe working on you?
She's pacing
nursing.
Myself.
Okay. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't drink it too fast. You're only 21. After all, you just started drinking, right?
No, not necessarily.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Of course not. Did you only drink when you were 21? Come on.
You know, I was a hippie. Honestly, I didn't drink until I was like 25. No, I'm serious, except for like sacramental wine at Passover. I wasn't into drinking. I was into smoking pot.
Mm.
Well, when we were in high school, there was the drinking age was 18 anyway back east.
Right, right. But I wasn't a drinker. I've only become one lately.
Ah. Well, you grew into it.
Lollipops. I like lollipops. That
suckers.
You having a good lollipop there?
Uh-huh.
And so what is your spiritual path?
Mine?
Yeah.
I don't know, honestly.
Tara. You looking for it?
Yeah, I am. It's in my purse somewhere. No, I grew up with Catholic and Jewish.
Oh, Catholic and Jewish.
Backgrounds.
Ah, I thought you were kind of more goddess cult or something from San Francisco.
There was that too. I got to explore when I was young. I was very fortunate to like see different ones. I went to a Baptist church. I went to a temple. I went to all the different ones you can think of. But it was cool. My best friend had a mentor that was into the goddess stuff and like celebrating, like when you started your menstrual cycle, they threw a party and like it was like a big deal. So that whole thing, I mean, me personally, I pray a lot. I think prayer is very powerful, but I don't.
Do you feel your sexuality is a part of your spiritual path?
I think it's a huge part of me, period.
Are you like one of those temple dancers? Are you like one of those erotic high priestesses?
You should be.
I don't know.
You could be the object of worship.
I like to be worshipped a lot.
There you go.
I love when my fans call me a goddess. I just think that's the biggest compliment ever, you know.
And what does that mean to you to be a goddess?
Well,
I mean, if someone says you're beautiful or you're hot, does it mean something different to be a goddess?
Goddess is like, you know, she's kind of on a pedestal. She's beautiful. She's people worship her and stuff like that. So
I think when someone tells me I'm a goddess, you know, and people sort of throw that around a lot these days. Yet
it's becoming more popular.
It is. It's no big deal to be a goddess. but yet when someone says you're a goddess, I always feel that it's like they're praying to you and you're getting something from them, something more than when they just say you're beautiful, you're sexy. It's like you're speaking to a very deep part of them that is their sexuality, but it is connected to their spiritual side. You know, I guess I believe that our spirituality and our sexuality is totally linked.
Yeah.
In fact, I don't know what Darwin exactly said about religion, but I think it's a form of courtship. I think all this talk is kind of about getting laid, actually.
Here.
You know? So I do feel that, you know, religion and sexuality really go together, whether it's condemning sexuality or whether it's incorporating sexuality into a great, beautiful masturbatory temple dance.
I think that, you know, sexuality and spirituality is connected because you are in a very vulnerable place when you're making love or whatever you want to call it to a person.
That's why we call out to God.
Exactly, because you're there like, oh my gosh, this is so good. I've never felt anything like this.
And because in that moment of orgasm, we do feel connected, you know, whether we're orgasming with one partner or an orgy or even by ourselves. It's like that orgasm brings us into that cosmic feeling. Drugs also do the same thing, by the way.
Yes, absolutely.
Strong drugs, though.
It's transcendent.
Wait, what is this? Oh.
1 minute till show's over, drop your pants. You said you would, and then you can smoke out of a pussy.
Yeah. Oh.
Whoa, okay. See, this is why she's a great producer. What?
I got nothing going on down there.
Well, let's see.
Let's make it happen or something.
Would we?
You'll be forgiven.
No, we just...
You said you were going to drop your pants.
Hey, yeah. I got naked.
I think Kim might help. Sort of. I'm not sure. I don't want to, you know...
He didn't say Karen. That his penis had to be hard.
No, we did not say it has to be hard.
He said he would drop his pants. That,
Kim, thank you very much.
And you're going to smoke some marijuana out of her pussy.
There it is.
And you have a license, what? Right?
I've never done that.
Well, you should try that. You know, as long as you have a license. Everything.
I have a license to
okay,
do
good.
It. I've
all
just
right.
never
so
done it.
So this is something you should do, and all she requires is you take your pants off. Okay, she just said drop them off the microphone.
Drop
okay, can we have a little chorus here? Yeah, a little peer pressure.
Drop trowel.
Drop it. Drop it.
Drop
it.
Okay. Titties.
Boobies. Woo! Woo!
Everyone pull their tits out, sis.
I need a fluffer. No. I can't do this without
it. Well, when Tara was up here, you said you were rising, so maybe we should bring her back.
Bring sexy Tara back.
Come on back up here, Tara.
Especially with a
come
camera.
Here. Get on the
especially
pole.
With a camera there, that's going to kill me.
I mean, it's already a model of it, so you just gotta, you know, get there.
I don't want to be the one to pressure people because I've been accused. Oh. But
the show's over.
Okay, the show's over. Do you want to wow. disappoint your groupies out there?
Okay. My groupies come have here. Seen it many times.
I'm sure they will like to see it again. One more time wouldn't hurt anyone.
Most of them probably don't.
Hey, Kim, since you're so enthusiastic, maybe
no,
you'll
I'm
help them along.
I'm not enthusiastic at all.
I'm not enthusiastic
I'm
at
not
all.
I'm not enthusiastic at all.
Aww.
Kim just wanted to hold my drink.
That's all she wanted to do.
You know, everyone's kind of a little funny tonight. Is it weirdo night again?
Shy. A little shy.
No, I don't think it's shy.
Modest?
Okay.
All right.
There goes modesty.
Well, I got a lot of sort of... Tasia. I think he was very interested in the pussy pipe.
Pussy pipe. Pussy pipe.
Yeah. See, actually, where's the squirting dildo? That's even better. Yeah, you should make one of yours that squirts because in this.
That's so funny.
How many more?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Hmm.
You mean yours doesn't squirt?
Just H2O.
Put vodka in there.
And. All right, so. You love it. It's hot out. Okay, I'm going to get my aggression out now. I know. So, what is my climax to the show? We're going to end the show now, and we need a climax. So either we're going to have a blowjob, or somebody's going to ride the Sibian.
Woo!
While getting monkey
bars. Could be while giving a blowjob. Could be. Did you ride the Sibian yet?
I rode the Sibian.
You did? Time, so oh, that's right, you did. Did you ride the Sibian yet? Have you ridden a Sibian?
She's never ridden the Sibian on the doctor's.
Oh, no, but she's ridden the Sibian. You don't want to ride a Sibian tonight, do you?
Explain what that is.
A Sibian.
It's like the best vibrator ever.
A gigantic vibrator.
Tara wants to ride it.
Do you wanna try the Sibian?
Yeah. I don't even know what that is. I don't know.
If I show you, will you ride it?
It's a vibrator.
It's a vibrator.
With a Kickstarter.
It's a very, very effective.
Wow.
My turn.
Strong, but you can adjust it.
Does that thing have a
vibrator?
Kickstarter?
You can adjust.
It relieves hysteria.
And it's okay. Here she comes. She can't resist. Yeah. And we're gonna hold her in place here. Okay. There we go. Hold her in place with the monkey bars. Okay, but don't use this because we have to show her beautiful body.
Back in the saddle again.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, born to run.
Here she goes. She knows how to ride a Sibian. She's
easy rider.
And she's just riding on top of it now. It does have attachments. Here she is. Wait, where's the microphone? Here.
Oh my God. I didn't. Oh.
Is it okay. Good?
Yeah. Where's my monkey bars person?
Oh, okay. Here we go.
Oh, yeah. Oh! Fuck! Yeah. Oh, shit, that feels good.
Poppin' wheelies.
She turns it up. Oh, fuck.
Feels too good for me, so I don't know. I gotta pull you back on
See,
it.
If you had a strap on, you could be doing my ass.
Oh, yeah. I should have a Phil Verone, Dr. Feelgood dildo. Yeah, that's what I need here.
Oh,
Dr. Feelgood. Woo-hoo! But let me tell you, Tara Lynn Fox feels good. Woo-hoo!
Yeah.
Oh, my God, my panties are wet.
Coming in for a
landing.
All right,
let's hear it for Tara Lynn Fox Brothers. Yay! And
thanks for getting me that.
It is just about that time. We've got to say goodbye.
Yeah, we're over time.
We're way over time.
Got a crew.
So say goodbye very quickly.
It's costing thousands of dollars.
Bye,
per
bye everybody.
Tell us where we can find you.
Find
Breaking
me
the budget.
On Twitter, TARALYNNFOXX, or Monkey Bars, MUNKEY. Bars. And Germany, Berlin, October 16th through 23rd, we'll be in Berlin for the Venus show.
Right. Okay. And Phil Verone, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Tell us where we can find you.
You can find me on Twitter, the Phil Verone, and philverone.com.
All right. And tune in. Playboy Radio. I'm going to be there October 5th when Phil Verone premieres his Playboy Radio show.
Yes.
And here's our Playboy centerfold. Kylie.
You can find me on Twitter at MissFeb2011.
MissFeb2011. What are you going to do when it's like 2015? Are you still going to have that one?
Well, yeah. I was February 2011.
Right, right. No, I know. Okay, and Kim Candy, where do we find you?
You can find me on Twitter at KimCandyXXX, KimKandyXXX.
Hitler has come into the bed
Germany!
Somehow. Germany, right. Oh, yes.
And
you've got to get used to Hitler.
The Hitler.
And Dee Dee, are you on Twitter, Dee Dee?
I am on Twitter.
All right.
And Instagram at @OH_Shiznit. D.
Shiznit.
How do you spell that?
Oh, Shiznit is SHIZNITDEE. Find
okay.
me.
And how about Tom? Where do we find Tom? T-Rex something? T-Rex Quinn. T-Rex, you don't want to give him your microphone. You're holding on.
I can give him my microphone.
So we can say goodbye.
T-Rex Quinn, and I also have a website, which is trquinn.com.
All right, and watch for his credit that only plays for like 1/5 of a second on his videos on Discovery Channel and History Channel. And let's see, okay, I think that's everybody that was on. So, you know, make like bonobos, boys and girls, brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, lovers and sinners. The bonobos are the make love, not war chimpanzee. They're highly endangered, and we have to help save them because they can teach us so much about ourselves, our sexuality. Okay? Just don't get my bonobo poster wet. Right. She's making like a bonobo. Right. Releasing your inner bonobo. The bonobos, you look them up, okay? And they are our kissing cousins who swing from the trees as well as with each other. So swing, baby. Mm. Yeah. And we are the 47%, right? We were the 99% before, but now there's less of us. We are the 47%. We are the moochers of the world. And so, you know, if you vote, you know who to vote for. Democratic, okay, this time, I mean, come on. They're not perfect, okay, we could have a lot of quibbles with them. But at this time, the other side is very scary and not in a good way, like Phil Verone's dick coming at you. It's more like, just extreme poverty coming to more than 47%, but just to 99.9%. That's what is coming at you if too many people vote Republican. So, and that goes for the House, too, by the way, because the president thing, I guess that's taken care of, although you never know. You never know. They pull it out of their ass sometimes, especially those Republicans. They got it in their ass so they can pull it out. And so we've got to be sure to support the liberal way, the bonobo way.
Yeah.
Don't be a baboon.
But we like Republicans.
Well, they're our main clients.
They pay for most of this.
Actually, that's true.
Yeah. So they're all right.
As a sex therapist in private practice, I have to tell you, most of my clients, my paying clients, that is, the ones whose credit cards are still good, are Republicans, okay? So we love you. We try to help you.
Understand the world.
Right. Okay. But you're a baboon, okay? So make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. Yeah. I love you.
Yeah.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to
Here's
us.
My mic.
I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.